How you do? This is John Nasheed, and we have another reflection for today. This reflection is about paper bags that we go shopping. I believe this started during the COVID crisis here, and people go out shopping. They spend $5, $10, $20, $200, $100 or whatever for shopping. In the grocery store or any store, and at the conclusion you have to carry your packages out by hand, and if you don't want to carry it out by hand, then you can buy a bag from home, or you can buy a bag from the store. You know, I think that's gross disrespect in these great United States of America, that an individual walks into a store and he comes out of the store with three or four items in his hand. I've done it on a number of occasions because I just refused to buy the bag. My wife, quite naturally, she had bags at home, and I believe they cost like maybe $5. So you figure you're tabulating the cost of bags and inconvenience, etc., and they're reaping great profits off of shopping. Quite naturally, you need food. Very disrespectful. And then you wonder, why would somebody even come up with that? Who came up with that idea? Doesn't even make sense. And the problem that I see is we as American people, we kind of go for anything. You know, we're influenced by advertisements, commercial advertisements on television, on the radio, in the movie theaters, newspapers, etc. And then they pull off a scam on us. And then they say, well, if they go for that, then I'll try something bigger the next time. Not real big, just maybe a couple of degrees bigger. And then before you know it, they pull in a scam on the people of the United States of America who's going into stores shopping for groceries, paying a high price for groceries, and they're walking out of the store with items in their hand, or in their cart, or in their own bag, or whatever the case might be. And I think if we banded together as a people and start refusing, demanding, matter of fact, demanding that we have bags, right? I'm pretty certain that they would respond. I know there's two stores in the city that I live in, and actually they give you a nice strong bag. If you buy a paper bag for 5 cents, I think it's 5 cents, you know, you put a few items in and the bag falls apart. Disrespectful. You can build a better bag because the store I'm talking about, they have a nice strong bag with a handle, two handles on it, and then they double bag. So for extra strength, you pay a little bit more money in the store, but their products are superior to the supermarket products, right? And then there's another one that sells merchandise, general merchandise. They give you a nice, strong bag with their name imprinted on it, etc. And you can take your items out and you can use that in the shopping when you go shopping in the grocery store. Or use the paper bags. Don't throw them away. Use them. It's only a few cents, but believe me, we have to demand respect as consumers. And the sooner we get that through our head, then the sooner the people will start respecting us. Thank you. God bless you.
For the night, I'll